Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
According to leaked documents, smoking could be banned in beer gardens and pub gardens, outdoor restaurants, outside hospitals and at sports grounds in the UK under tighter restrictions being considered by British government ministers. And we're asking on the show today, is this something that should be happening here in Ireland? Should we follow suit? Our WhatsApp number is 087 1400 106. Would you like to see the laws surrounding smoking being tightened up even more here in Ireland? If you think about it, it's over 20 years now since we introduced the smoking ban in this country, one of the first countries in Europe to do it. And as you recall, it was hugely successful. People bought into it, didn't have any choice, but people bought into it, and Ireland as a nation was praised for being ahead of the curve in terms of tightening up restrictions on smoking. But should we take it a step further? Should we look at doing what they're talking about doing in the UK and banning smoking from beer gardens, outdoor restaurants, outside hospitals and at sports grounds and much more besides? Send us a WhatsApp to 087 1400 106. Now, Mary joins me on the line. And Mary, you're on the one hand a smoker, but you also think that this is a good idea.
Absolutely. I mean, if we look at it that way, the reason why society has been formed with the government is to regulate the rules that are going to be beneficial for everyone. So mm-hmm. who are they going to be beneficial for? They're going to be beneficial for the person involved in the smoking and also protecting the people around the smoker.
So, but are they really going to be doing anything for the person who is smoking? Because, say, for example, if you can no longer smoke in a beer garden, all you're going to do is get up off your seat and walk across the road.
Well, I think that the question is can you control yourself without the help of an outer society force? Now, if smoking was banned totally in Ireland, I probably would not smoke because I would say, well, it's illegal and it's enforcing the idea that it's bad for you.
I know, but the reality of it is that it probably won't be banned anytime soon because all that would happen, I mean, you think about cannabis, it's illegal to smoke cannabis and you see people doing it on every street corner. So having a ban is not necessarily going to cut down on the consumption.
I have never tried cannabis except once by mistake because I know it's illegal. So there might have been more people who would have done it. For example, when the electric cigarettes, like teenagers, they all started when using it when it went on for sale. So if it wasn't available or you couldn't do it there, I think it would help to reduce and also send the message. Because the question is, should we be taking our own responsibility to become our own governors on our own, you know yourself, the horse or the carrot or the donkey or whatever? Do we force it on ourselves as if we are the person giving ourselves the rules? Because that's in our society, we are detaching ourselves from making our own rigid rules towards ourselves. And we're saying, no, this is a cigarette that I'm going to take it even if it's bad for me because I need a break. So the question is, why do I need a break? But what happens when you smoke is you become addicted and then your brain thinks it needs a break by smoking because it's actually in withdrawal. But then you're putting the people around you in the same situation that instead of relaxing in another way, by talking or going into nature, they're going to be absorbing the fumes and their body's going to start feeling this withdrawal.
Okay,
and
so as a smoker, Mary, where do you smoke?
I only smoke 3 or 4 in the evening. I'm not typical as many other people smoke. Now, what I have noticed is since I've started sometimes having a cigarette during the day, then I become more addicted. So there's two.
Sorry, are you a recent smoker?
No, I've always smoked 3 or 4 a day all my life.
Oh, right,
but they put my blood pressure up, so I only smoke 3 or 4 in the evening before I go to sleep because they make me sleep. But the problem is there is the addiction. So during the day, because in the morning it's come out of my system, it might be the reason I don't have the craving. But I notice that if I smoke more than that or I smoke during the day, then I start getting cravings during the day. So if you're around cigarettes, you're going to be reminded that your body's craving a cigarette. So it's not just for you to protect yourself against yourself, because you're not able to do it on your own.
Okay, so you would like to see this extra nudge, this extra regulation surrounding places that we can smoke in order to help you not to smoke. Is that really it?
Yeah, it's like someone who says, I can't give up drinking, I'm going to go to AA. You're saying, I need help to stop doing this. So anything that the government imposes, in the end of the day, smoking is bad, so why should the government be saying it's okay to do it? They shouldn't have allowed it. Technically, they shouldn't have allowed it in the first place.
It was a long time ago that they did allow it. Stay with me for one second. So the places that are being talked about in the UK, and if you remember back to our initial smoking ban back in 2004, we were two or three or maybe even 4 years ahead of the UK in terms of them bringing in a ban. But now it appears that the UK is going to lead the chase here, banning smoking in pub gardens, outside nightclubs, restaurant terraces, outside sports stadiums, children's parks. I don't think anybody would object to that now. In fact, I think it's probably already banned in many children's parks here. Pavements by universities and hospitals, and lots more besides. Now, I'm joined on the line by Simon Heaslip, who is the chairman of the West End Trader Association and owner of the very famous Roisin Dubh in Galway. Simon, would this work? Is there a need for us to tighten up our smoking laws even more?
I go to your first question. Would it work? And if you take, we've got three pubs here in Galway, in the West End. The big problem we would have, and pubs all over the place and venues all over the place would have, is that people are still going to smoke unless you make it illegal. So they have a right to smoke. So if you're saying you can't smoke in the smoking area or the beer gardens, then they've got to do it outside the premises. And that can create a lot of problems when, you know, we're responsible for all the people within our premises. But then when you have to put them outside, but they're only going outside for 5 or 10 minutes. And if you have a full house and you have other people trying to get in, it's going to be very, very difficult to regulate.
And obviously, you know, initially when the smoking ban came in here in Ireland, a lot of premises put a lot of money into developing beer garden areas for smokers. They had to be exposed to the elements. We know all the rules around that. Talk of moving that away from the premises altogether, you believe could be detrimental, could it?
Well, I just think it's going to be very, very difficult to manage. Look, the smoking ban, you know, as a publican and as a non-smoker who worked in pubs for years while the smoking was allowed, the smoking ban was the best thing that's ever happened in our business. You know, for my staff and for all the people that don't smoke, putting the people that smoke in an area further away in a segregated area has been brilliant. But just trying to manage them when you have to now send them outside of your premises somewhere, I can see a huge amount of problems in trying to manage the whole thing.
Now, people, if I recall, back in 2004, people in your business were very concerned about the smoking ban because of exactly what you just said. It's going to segregate the business. It's going to drive smokers away from pubs and everything else. It turns out that didn't happen, so maybe it wouldn't happen, because in terms of smokers, the percentage of people smoking is a lot smaller now than it was 20 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, but they're all vaping now, and that's creating its own headaches for, you know, publicans and operators, whether you're allowed vape inside, whether you're not, and whether it's fair to other people who don't vape. Look, we'll adapt. We've always adapted. But there are, you know, I'm glad someone else is doing this first, and then we can
let them be the guinea pigs and we can watch.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you just mentioned vaping, and I just got a message in a moment ago on 087 1400 106 on WhatsApp. Rather than banning smoking in more areas, we should ban all vaping. Vaping should only be available on prescription to help you give up, says Paul. And the vaping thing, as you just mentioned yourself, Simon, is a major issue for publicans because, as you said, some places allow you to vape indoors, others don't. There are no real hard and fast rules on it.
Yeah, I mean, we personally don't allow people vape inside, but the law isn't very clear on it. Look, I guess sometimes these fads and crazes come in and it takes a while to regulate them correctly. But it's a difficult one to manage.
Yeah, and while you may not allow it, that doesn't mean people aren't doing it on the sly while you're not watching. I've witnessed myself. Okay, stay with me for a second. Greg joins in the conversation now. Greg, you think that people should know what to expect when it comes to smoking in outdoor areas. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, it's Adrian, it's a case of horses for courses, really. I mean, it's not practical. I agree with Simon to implement a blanket ban in all public places. What you're trying to protect people from is passive smoking, and everybody has a right to avoid passive smoking. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, if you take, say, the entrance to a hospital, I mean, I've visited Beaumont a number of times as a visitor, and on the way in, you walk through all sorts of people in wheelchairs, pyjamas, the whole lot, smoking away.
And it's bizarre that you mentioned Beaumont, because I'd caused to go to Beaumont on a number of occasions in recent weeks, but I gave up cigarettes 2.5 years ago. I would never have noticed the people outside that hospital until recently, as a non-smoker. I couldn't believe the amount of people sitting outside the hospital smoking. I thought the whole campus was a non-smoking campus, but I don't think anybody would object, for example, to stopping smoking outside the doors of a major hospital.
Agreed, because people who go there as patients or people being admitted, some of them could have asthmatic problems or whatever, and they have a right not to walk through smoke. But the other hand, a pub or a beer garden, that's up to the clientele and it's up to the proprietor. It's about, you know, the space that's available. For instance, if there's an enclosed table area for eating, no smoking should be allowed there at all. And people should have the courtesy anyway not to smoke in front of people eating. Mm-hmm. But if you have a beer garden with us that's a sort of an open space, and even if it is mixed eating and drinking and whatever, but if the space is appropriate, then smoking should be okay.
So it needs to be made much clearer that this particular section here, whether it's eating or drinking, this section is an area that smokers can smoke if they want to.
Yes, and it's transactional though, isn't it, Adrian? It's the proprietor has the choice, as long as he sticks within the law, you know, the smoking ban law. And the clientele have the choice. I don't have any choice if I have to go to Beaumont, but I do have a choice if I want to go to that pub or this pub or whatever pub. So that's where it needs to be practical.
Yeah, it's interesting because I had an experience recently where I was eating outdoors and a guy two tables up, also eating outdoors, finished his dinner and lit up a cigarette and it wafted over towards me. And it bothered me. It bothered me more now as a non-smoker. But what I did think, though, was I have the option, if I want, to go and have my food indoors. He doesn't have that option, though, as a smoker. So I kind of just put up with it, really.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. I actually think you have more of a right than the smoker had there. Because, you know, I just... it is a decent area. It's a public place. You have a choice to be there or not. But no, I think your rights were as important, in fact, more important.
Okay, let me stay with me for a moment. I want to read out some more of your messages. They're flying in on 087 1400 106. The major success with the smoking ban has been the cultural change. Having grown up during that change, you can really see the change in attitude. Another message says you can't push law to resolve it anymore because you will just push potential smokers to other addictions such as vaping, which will require a whole new campaign to put an end to and is incredibly difficult to track. Now, Alex, you experienced this issue in Spain recently. Tell me your story.
We were like in a restaurant on the beach, and the normal you're sitting outside, and you go, oh, great, I can have a cigarette.
Mm.
But when I asked the waiter for an ashtray, he went, oh, you can't smoke here. Okay. You can only smoke over there. So we were sitting right by the edge, by the balcony on the beach. So I just stepped out, walked around the balcony, and I was having a cigarette and speaking to my wife, who was allowed to use an IQOS. It's a heated cigarette. It doesn't burn. So it's a completely different. You can't get them here.
It's like a vape, is it?
No, it's so this. It's weird. It heats the tobacco. It doesn't burn the tobacco, so it's completely different. Don't know if it's any better, if it's any worse. It's another marketing ploy. So they claim it's better, but who knows? Like you can't really trust what a cigarette company says. But it was just ironic. I could have a cigarette right beside her, on the other side of the bench. So it, for me, I agree with that. I think it's a good idea. I think ultimately it will help reduce smoking. But for me,
okay.
For a lot of
where it comes to outdoor dining, I think a lot of people would agree that there should be no smoking where there's outdoor dining, particularly non-smokers. It's always bothered me how rude some smokers, very few, but some smokers can be when there are other people around eating. But what about a designated smoking area in a pub where there's no food? Do you think we should ban smoking there as well?
Do I think we should?
Mm.
Probably not. Will we? Yes. Ultimately, like as a smoker, the less opportunity I have, the better.
But will it stop you? You were told you couldn't smoke at that particular seat that you were sitting at, but you just got up and walked away.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but you still smoked.
But if it was raining and if it was a convenience and if it was inconvenient, I wouldn't. Like the ironic thing is most smokers don't, they can't smoke in the plane, they don't smoke in the plane, they don't get agitated.
No.
There's a few who get agitated and some of them will take a patch or a gum to do it. Like, I know I can take a flight for whatever length, literally whatever length, and it doesn't bother me. And I don't have a grog for a cigarette.
Does that not give you the grog to give them up?
I've tried. it's frustrating. I've given up a couple of times, been unsuccessful after 3-4 months. Somebody offered me one. Ah, it's only one.
No, I was that soldier for many years, and just some penny dropped in my head 2.5 years ago, and I haven't smoked since. Yeah. So,
I'm hoping that penny will drop with me soon. But it comes down to if any law has been introduced, it should come down to critical thinking. They should think about the implementation of the law. So, like what Stephen said was brilliant, and I didn't think of it until he said it, was that, yeah, it's a great idea, but for smokers who want to go outside from a controlled environment that he has and in some of his pubs, that as in it's busy and you have to control the entry. He either has
it
to
could become very, system. Very messy. Yeah, of course.
It's difficult to police. Mm. So with all kind of laws, they should really go through it like a critical thinking path. What will this affect? How will this affect and how will we implement it? Smoking ultimately should be illegal anyway, but not criminalised. I have no problems with cannabis being legal or illegal, but as long as it's not criminalised, because it's not really a criminal offence. It's just...
It's only a matter of time, although I did mention earlier on that we have fallen behind what they're planning to do in the UK. For example, they plan making it illegal to sell cigarettes to anybody born after 2009, and that will basically stop young people taking up the habit in the years ahead. We've kind of fallen a little bit behind in terms of introducing something like that. Anyway, thanks very much indeed for your call. Just a few of your messages. I'd be delighted to see smoking banned outside hospital entrances and outdoor dining areas. I cycled to work in a Dublin hospital, and after the attempt to be healthy, I met with a cloud of cigarette smoke when trying to enter the building. All the outside areas for seating are filled with patients smoking, leaving no outdoor space for non-smoking staff or patients to enjoy. Smokers become irate with security guards asking them to move away from entrances. Cigarette butts are thrown on the ground rather than the nearby bins. No smoking signs are ignored. Smokers will stand beside a no smoking sign in this area and say, ah, the sign isn't there, it's over there. As for outdoor dining areas, I tend to avoid at all times. Cigarette smoke for me alters the flavour of food and leaves the dining experience less enjoyable. It would be nice to go back to enjoy outdoor dining and not have to worry about where to sit with children and so on. As regards to smoking outside hospitals, I thought hospitals were very, very strict on, you know, the campus being a no-smoking zone until I recently visited Beaumont Hospital and literally, as that message said, walked through a cloud of smoke to get into the hospital.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.